This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Rise up with Melbourne's freshest breakfast team, Ginny and Adam, on Joy 94.9.
Rising up with Ginny and Adam, with Ginny Sarasvati and Adam Samuel, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia. Adzi, it's a really, really exciting week here in Melbourne. There's been hype all over Sydney. It's coming to Melbourne. Finally, the No Hate campaign is here in Australia. Can you believe it?
It is so exciting. I mean, we've been following this for so long. The boys who are behind it are doing such a great job. And now Australians have the chance to get behind it and get their photos taken too.
Absolutely. It's a true honour to have these two gentlemen in studio. Good morning, Adam Buska, Jeff Parsley. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you, and welcome to Australia, firstly.
Thanks, it's pretty awesome.
Now, you guys have been spending some koala time with in Sydney. Tell us how it's been so far for you.
We had a photo shoot up in Sydney on Saturday, and we had over 100 people show up, so it was quite successful for our first photo shoot in the country, so that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, we had Clover Moore come out for a photo. I mean, we had a variety of faces and different walks of life. People of all ages really take part in the event. So it was really cool to see everyone come together for that one cause.
And that's one thing about the No Hate campaign, is that it doesn't matter what sexuality, what background, what orientation that you're from, anyone can actually pose for these equal rights.
Yeah, it's anybody that wants to speak out for equality and wants to take a stand and put their face to this fight.
Yeah, for us, it started in direct response to the passage of Proposition 8, which bans same-sex marriage in California, but it's grown out to all forms to speak out to all forms of discrimination. Everyone has a voice, and we want people to make the most of that.
So starting out in Sydney, you got over 100 people. Were you kind of overwhelmed with that response? Was that what you were expecting?
I mean, for the international shoots, that's one of the higher ones that we've had. I feel like a lot of the support early on has come out of Australia. So I think that has helped a little bit. I think obviously, you know, you here at Joy have helped a lot too. We got submitted photos from you. Were some of the very first submitted photos that we ever got for the No Hate campaign, you know, back in maybe, 2009, I think it was.
Very so, wow. Early on.
Quite a few years ago, yeah. So I think that, you know, with people like you and raising the awareness and creating these photos yourself, it helped bring the attention to the campaign, so that way when we finally did get here, the response has been a lot better.
Now, it is a bit sad that the US is currently going state by state with marriage equality. The UK has it. Countries like France have it. And we come to Australia, which is supposed to be a pioneer in the modern world, if we put it that, and we still don't have it. Is it still hard to believe that a country like ours doesn't have it?
I mean, it's hard to believe that because, you know, we were saying that Proposition 8 will never pass in California. And the fact that it did was hard for us. It's hard to believe for us. So I think it's just a matter of people speaking out and coming together and you know, creating the support.
Yeah, and it just goes to show that there's so many different issues going on all across the world. So it's important for us to pay attention to what's going on all over the world, because we can help speak out to these different issues. I mean, we're one global community. When we have strength in numbers, we can all stand up and speak out to what's going on in these different countries.
The good people at Hobson's Bay City Council sponsored some of your tour here, as did Bling Melbourne. So we finally got you to Australia, which is very exciting. Your Melbourne shoot's coming up. Now, according to your RSVPs, you've got just under 400 people, which is going to be pretty crazy. So
The question is, how fast can you take a photo?
Well, we've gotten it down to maybe 100, 130 people an hour, but I mean, it's really great to see how people really make the photo their own. Everything's a collaboration, so it's just fun to be able to spend time with people and see how they can make the photo unique and make it their own.
It really, like, the atmosphere at these photo shoots, like, you know, there's 400 people, so, you know, there's going to be a little bit of a wait. Like, we can, like you said, we can photograph 100 people an hour, but there's still going to be a little bit of wait. But, you know, everybody comes out in such high moral, and, like, the atmosphere is always so positive, and people are making friends, and, you know, we have volunteers that have volunteered for us numerous times in New York that are like family now, just from being volunteers for the No Hate photo shoot. So, you know, these events really do bring people together and create this sense of community within the area.
Just to the 400 people who are coming to the Melbourne shoot at the substation on Saturday, there's going to be DJs playing, there's going to be MCs. Adam's going to be walking around with a TV crew interviewing all the familiar faces who are coming.
A TV crew now? I thought it was just a microphone before. Now I actually have to do my makeup and my hair.
Sorry, I didn't tell you that.
I have to go back to the gym. These guns won't service themselves.
So yeah, gym workout for you on Friday. But yeah, there's going to be lots of stuff happening to keep you occupied if you are going to be waiting in the line. Boys, what's next for you? Like, you know, you've come to Australia. Have you got another target? target country that you're after?
Well, we're actually, we did a lot of international stuff last year. So this year we're trying to mix it up between the US and international. I know we're working with Hong Kong to schedule something in Hong Kong, as well as we're working with the Mr. Gay World organization, and we're hoping to schedule something in Rome this year for Mr. Gay World. And then we're going to, you know, keep going around the states of the U.S. And, you know, we've been to 45 of the 50. We'll be at 46 once we get to Kansas.
Wow.
So, you know, we're going to try to hit up all those states and just get everybody involved that we can. And for anybody that, you know, can't make it to a photo shoot, or to anybody that, you know, we're not in their area yet, we created an iPhone app. So people can download the app and create their own photos via the app, and just kind of have like an overlay of the No Hate and the tape and stuff. And those photos actually upload directly to the No Hate campaign website.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's a free app right now.
Yeah, it's a free app, open to everyone. And the important thing is, it's a simple thing, and it shouldn't take a lot to make a statement. So we want people to know it's easy to get involved, easy to make that statement. So get involved, make that photo.
So if you check out nohatecampaign.com, all the info is there. This Saturday's shoot is from 1 to 5 p.m. at the substation, 1 Market Street in Newport. We're expecting between 200 to 400 people. So if you're going to get there, wear white, come camera ready, and we'll supply the No Hate tattoo and tape for you.
I love those tattoos.
And the fun.
And the fun. Yeah, we bring the fun here in Australia. So lots of fun happening. So check that out, nohatecampaign.com. This Saturday, 1 to 5, and the closing party from 8 to 1 at the substation in Newport.
Adam Buska, Jeff Parshley, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Wish you all the best of luck for the shoot on Saturday and wherever you're off to next. And
thank you.
All the exciting adventures. I'm sure we'll be following you. Yeah. Sure, we'll be following you on Twitter and Facebook. You're Rising Up with Ginny and Adam.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam. Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.